This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tullis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
And welcome back to The Verdict. Thanks to DeWalt, Maroon, Noddy, Mick Ennis, Billy Harrigan. Having a look at the game that saw Parramatta beat South 30 points to 12. They led 14-12 at half time. They kept the Rabbitohs tryless and pointless in the second half of this game. Everybody wanting to, dissect what might be wrong with the Rabbitohs, fellas. But isn't it just a simple matter of the players that have gone from this squad? It was Isaac Luke and Chris McQueen and Dylan Walker and Tim Grant. And I've hardly even touched the sides. And, of course, more recently, Chris Grevesmile's gone. And now you can add to all that Luke Keary. And what the Parramatta, what the South supporters probably fear are that these players are moving on and not being replaced with players of similar talent.
I think quite simply, Maroon, you summed it up during the call, and then Noddy did too, in his interview there with John Sutton. They're just making too many crucial errors in crucial parts of the game. They were in this game tonight at 14-12 for a long period of the time, but they just came up with crucial errors in crucial parts of the field, in crucial parts of the game.
They were sitting at 83% the first half. Without fatigue, they're in the game, they're going okay, all their structures are working well, they're getting out of the ad line, they're playing with momentum. Second half, when they lost that momentum and they started going catch pass, run sideways, they lost what worked for them. In the end, they finished up with 70% completion rate. So the second half errors killed them. They're too mechanically built, I think, South Sydney at the moment. They don't play too much about what's in front of them. They don't use the physical size that they've got to get over the advantage on and play on the back of that with momentum. Two good running halves, a dummy half that didn't challenge the line, McInnes doesn't pass. And obviously then if you just go catch pass against, they are the third best defensive team in the comp, Parramatta. You need to come up with set plays that are better than catch pass and run to the corner, because a half-decent football side should be able to defend it. Yes, personnel has changed a lot. I think they're really missing Ben Teo from the grand final side.
Of course, yeah.
I think they're really missing Isaac Luke. In that era when they were really good, they were going forward and they had Isaac Luke jumping out on the back of momentum. That's gone. But the job of the coach is to manage the roster. The same coach has been there, and the same coach is there now, and the same coach will be there next year. His job is to recruit, manage the salary cap, and have better coming through, not worse coming in.
Let's not get too bogged down in this. At 14-12, Parramatta without Michael Jennings, great player, but he's a centre. Yeah, and with what Parramatta can do, they brought in a really handy replacement in Vaia Tautai, who did a really good job for them defensively. But you're taking Adam Reynolds and you're taking Greg Inglis out of that side. Now, at 14-12, they're the two guys. Adam Reynolds, he continues to be disciplined and kick into corners. And they did that early in the first half and then came up with that try to Johnson. They missed those two guys tonight terribly. But there's still some really positive signs for South Sydney. I just think that they're making some crucial errors at crucial times. And I thought, in all honesty, I know we joked about Damien Cook during the call, especially myself. I know Damien quite well, and I know what he's capable of, and that's why I did it, because I think when you got a player like that sitting on your bench and you brought on the impact and you got the momentum back, you wrestled it back with blokes like Brown and Carter when they came into the game, it was a perfect time at the back end of that first half to pull Cameron McInnes, who'd done a sound job early in that first half, and let Damien Cook go and see what he created. He got sent on with 14 minutes left when they were down by 22 points to 12 and had no momentum, and their side was absolutely fatigued. So the big guys couldn't create any momentum. I just think there's a couple of areas that South Sydney can tinker with, but all hope's not lost for them. I think you get those two guys back in their side, Reynolds and also Inglis. Johnny Sutton was back tonight. Get George back. I think there's still some footy left in South yet.
I'm not riding the same bandwagon, Mixon, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I
think that they're 5 from 15. 5 games they've won out of 15. They play Penrith, Cowboys, Bye, Broncos. I think they're going to sit 6 wins out of 19 games. You're talking about South Sydney here that were the premiers 2 years ago.
Yeah, look, I just think as a bloke that watches the game and loves the game that South have lost too many players. It's as simple as they've lost too many players and haven't replaced those players with players of equal ability.
Well, then you as the coach or you as the club have basically got to make the players you've got as good as you can. Melbourne, I'm going to now say Craig Bellamy, who Michael Maguire worked under in Melbourne. Craig Bellamy is the best coach in the world about taking someone and turning them into a good footy player, a great footy player. Make them do their job and do that. So that's what he's got to do now at South. It's a challenge for him because he came in with a really good roster and had success, but now they're not quite as strong as a roster. You've got to coach a lot more now with an untalented side compared to the talented side. You've got to milk them a lot harder.
I certainly agree with you with what you mentioned about Isaac. Look, I think he's the key ingredient that they're missing, to be honest. I think he just suited South Sydney and what they did. When the big boys ran, he got on the back and he just continued the momentum that they'd done. At the moment, when they build some momentum, they just lay another one and then they lose it. And in the modern game, when we've seen the interchanges come down, you've really got to take your chances when that ruck speeds up. And that's what I was saying with bringing Damien Cook into the game once Brown and Carter had also come on and injected some ruck speed.
All right, this is the verdict thanks to DeWalt. Guaranteed tough and available at Bunnings. Noddy Kamali, Mick Ennis, Billy Harrigan and Maroon just analysing the game. You want to say something?
Yeah,
Noddy?
Well, you talk about the play the ball now, the interpretation. The wrestle's sort of getting out of the game or controlling less in the game. But I like the fact there's less three-man tackles this year and it's the interchange, the fatigue, all that type of things means that you earn the right to play football. So now you earn the right to have an active dummy half, a ball-playing dummy half. Maroon, tell me who the two sides are leading the comp 6 points ahead of the rest of the competition.
They would be the Great Melbourne Storm and the mighty Cronulla Sharks.
And what have they got at the number nine? A ball-playing dummy half that plays on the back of momentum. It's where the game currently lays.
Well, the Sharks haven't got that much of a good run. Billy, what did you want to say, mate?
Well, I'm just saying, too, with the South Sydney side, the players that they still have, because they don't look a patch on what they were in 2014, but the players that are still there that were there in 2014 aren't playing to the best of their ability on the back of they've lost all the momentum. And so those blokes, and we're talking about the Burgess brothers and so on, they just need to step up and get that momentum going again where they're leading, and then the other players hopefully will follow by example.
All right, boys, what about this, though? We should be spending some time talking about the team that won today. Parramatta, had they not been in a position where they're going to lose a dozen points, they'd be up there in third place at the moment on 20, which they are, but that's because the points deduction has not yet happened. But, look, they were good tonight. Since they've learned about their points deduction, they've played five games. They lost the first two, but now they've come back and won three on the trot. They've beaten the Gold Coast, they've beaten the Knights, they've beaten the Rabbitohs. And, look, defensively they look good. And, gee, they've got some good players that are exciting in the game at the moment, like Bevan French and like Semirad Radra.
Yeah, that's right. I think also the other players I really enjoyed watching tonight was Manu Mao and Tepua Moroa. Don't they run extremely hard and challenge you in the defensive line? And then if they run at you, you're going to get tackled extremely hard when you've got the football. I like the style of football they're playing. Brad Arthur spoke about 18 months ago about the fact that Parramatta couldn't play for 80 minutes when the talent wasn't as good. So they bought Watt Mao. 12 months later, they buy Bo Scott and Kieran Foran. They've got some of these young kids coming through now that are exciting to watch. They're building a hell of a roster. Unfortunately, this year they won't make the finals, or we don't think they'll make the finals. They've had the salary cap taken off them. But when they start playing for points next year, they're going to be a hell of a football side, and they're going to be a hell of a football side for a number of years to come.
Yeah, the thing I liked about Parramatta tonight was they came out, South Sydney came booming out of the gates and got an early try, but then Parramatta wrestled the momentum back and then lost it at the back end of that first half. But then when they came back out after half time, Parramatta... you could just see how desperate South Sydney were. But at 14-12, they were just patient and then eventually wore South Sydney down and then their points come. But you're right, Noddy, it was. It was Manu Mao, it was Bo Scott, Tepai Moroa, all these blokes with great leg speed on the edges caused South Sydney, just defensive line, to have to move around all night, and effectively it just wore them out.
This is the verdict thanks to DeWalt. Guaranteed tough and available at Bunnings. And g'day to you if you might be in P1 trying to get out of the traffic and trying to get on the road home. Make sure you stay listening because the boys have got plenty more to add. We'll have a look at the ladder and have a look at some more rugby league. The verdict thanks to DeWalt. Right now, though, the Shell V-Power player of the day. Shell V-Power, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion. Here it is as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day. For Shell V-Power, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion.
Giving it to Tom Burgess, then on the run around, it goes to Keary. Oh, he pops one out. It's intercepted by Sammy Radradra. He comes back into the traffic, Sammy. Sammy Radradra's away. He's away, Radradra. He's still going. He's got support if he needs it. He's still going, Radradra. Over the 30, over the 20, over the 10,
rugby league player. What a try, Noddy. What a try.
Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks Friday night footy. Triple M rocks the footy. For Harvey Norman, Home Appliances.
And welcome back to ANZ Stadium. And, of course, the verdict thanks to DeWalt Maroon, Mick Ennis. We've got Noddy Kamali and Billy Harrigan. Origin Game 2 on the Triple M NRL Network with Mal Meninga live from out front of Suncorp Stadium from 6pm. So Dan will be there, Mal, I guess Ryan Girdle will be part of it all. So it'll be a good call. So if you're listening wherever you are up and down the east coast of Australia, we've got your call. But if you're at Suncorp Stadium, get along at 6pm outside of Suncorp and say good day to Mal Meninga and the boys there for the Triple M Network. Well, let's have a look at the ladder, thanks to our mates at Beaumont Tiles. The Storm and the Sharkies up there on 24 points, pretty much 6 points clear of the Cowboys and the Broncos. It's amazing, isn't it, Mick? Like, I look at that Sharks team at the start of the year, and it's, you know, like you got a forward pack, so many 200-pluses, 250-plus gamers. You know, obviously yourself, Paul Gallen. I'll come back to you because we're going to go down to Reedy because I think he's got Brad Arthur. Reedy, you there?
Yeah, mate. Brad, you must be really proud with that performance.
Yeah, look, I've been proud of him, you know, right from round one with the effort and the attitude. And we worked really hard throughout the preseason on our application to our defence. And, you know, that showed again tonight. We got caught on our right edge on a couple of occasions, but, you know, we scrambled well.
So Corey said out in the field, there was a period there where the guys lost their intensity a bit, but it looks as though they've picked it up again now, haven't they?
Yeah, there was a period of a couple of weeks when the news first broke and, you know, maybe I dropped our standards a little bit of training for a couple of weeks there and it showed on the field and, you know, we've tightened that back up and, you know, we're getting...
Okay, we've lost you there, Reedy.
Sorry, boys, I'm just moving up the tunnel a bit. Sorry, guys.
You're right, mate.
I'll throw it up to you, boys. You ready to go?
But Brad Arthur, Brett Kamali, mate. Corey Norman, obviously got our mongrel boots man of the match. A lot more touches of the ball. Kicking game was great. You'd be happy with how he organised the game?
Yeah, look, he's growing all the time. I thought his discipline was good tonight. He got whacked a couple of times. And, you know, maybe that might have been in the past where he sort of lost his way, but he stuck to the script and, you know, he got the job done for us.
Hey, Brad, Michael Ennis, mate. Congratulations, firstly, on a terrific performance. Mate, obviously losing Junior Paulo a couple of weeks ago had been a huge part of the start of your season with his go-forward. Mate, young Daniel Alvaro, been excellent for you in the last fortnight. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's a good young kid, and you know, Mick, when you lose players, it's an opportunity for someone else to step up that mightn't have had that chance before. And Daniel, the last 2 years running, is one of our pre-season trainer, you know, for that period before Christmas, and he's someone that the boys were really excited about when he first got his opportunity, and you know, and he's also someone they love to play with because you know exactly what you're going to get from him.
Yeah, he looks like a terrific kid. Also, Moroa was outstanding for you tonight. You must have been pleased with his effort.
Yeah, we tried something a little bit different with Tep early in the piece, and we moved him into the middle, and I think that's helped with his defensive application and repeatability. And you know, like out on the edge tonight, he was good, and you know, he was back to his barnstorming best with his carries as well.
Brad, as a coach, you get that victory tonight. What pleases you more, defence or the attack side of things?
Look, our defence has been something that we've put a lot of importance into. I still think we're a long way off where we need to be with our attack, but. We are getting better at managing games and sticking to the plan. And, you know, I think our execution is letting us down at times, but we're moving a lot of players around and players playing out of position. And, you know, look, if you can scratch your way to 30 points, it's not too bad.
Tell you what, Brad, I'd like to see you on the third at Randwick one day, the way you rode Sammy Radradra home, mate, in that last few minutes.
Yeah, we've struggled over the last couple of weeks to put teams away. And, you know, it was just nice to finish that way.
Brad, I was just watching Mick while your game was being played too tonight, mate. He's worried about you guys coming down to Shark Park next Saturday night. So the Eels can win it, can't they?
Oh, we've got a bye next week, so we won't have to worry about them.
Nicely
until
done,
the
Bill.
Week.
The one after. Nicely done, Billy.
All right, we'll go the Saturday after that.
Brad. Sorry, Brad, he's lost his whistle, mate.
All right, Brad, mate, we'll let you go. Enjoy your victory, buddy, and congratulations on a great result tonight.
Yeah. All right, thanks, boys.
Enjoy the week off, mate.
Cheers. There it is, Brad. Thank Arthur you. With Reedy on the sideline, thanks to Ream Hot Water Heaters. So we'll probably get Madge, perhaps, very shortly. I was just saying, in relation to you blokes, I looked at your roster at the start of the year.
They're basically giving it to the older blokes.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you've got that many 250 gamers. You, obviously, Gal, and then Hino, and then there's and Lukey Lewis. Yep. Mate, you know, like, there's so much experience in that forward pack, and then so much flair in that back line. You can't fit them all in.
He's digging himself out of the hole now. Mate,
the flair makes up for the ageing people, does it?
No, he's just thinking who South can pick out of our side to sign.
No, mate, I'm giving you a compliment.
Mate, I agree. And that's what I've said all season. The balance of our side, it's a credit to Shane and the recruitment there at the club. They've got a really, really good balance in the side at the moment where our young guys, they just play without fear, mate. They play without any fear of failure. And then we've got our sort of senior guys there that, mate, just feed off their enthusiasm, and we're having a ball playing. It's good fun down there at the moment, but we've got a really tough fortnight ahead of us. We go the Warriors and then Parramatta, but both at home, so it's going to be a tough fortnight for us.
All right, the Beaumont Tiles ladder, Storm Sharks up there on 24, Eels on 20 at the moment, obviously, and sadly that's going to change, but the Cowboys and the Broncos then on 18, the Dogs on 16, just creeping away, Raiders 15, Panthers 14, with the Warriors on 14 now as well, and the Titans on 14 and the Dragons on 14.
I reckon with the bottom half of that eight, would you agree in saying with me, boys, that you know the Raiders, the Panthers, the Bulldogs, I mean, obviously the Broncos are there at the moment in fifth, but they'll move up once Parramatta go down. But there's some sides in the bottom half of the eight that can really cause some trouble to those top teams. Would you agree there, Nod?
Yeah, I think the Raiders are a very, very good football side. They didn't play that well last week against Brisbane, but Brisbane got themselves back into form. Josh Hodgson probably, you know, could end up being the Dally M winner of the year, the first English player ever to win it in our game. They're big, they're strong.
Yeah.
You talk about Penrith, they're probably inconsistent, but they should be a lot better. And the Warriors are just all of a sudden starting to get that bit of freakishness and the belief we probably had at the start of the year. I think the Titans are going really well. I think the Titans are a very competitive, good football side this year with two young halves that play without fear. Isn't it funny to see people play football and actually back what's in front of them and execute some plays rather than being mechanically built? You know, there's a few sides that just go point to point, point to point, and actually forget about being football players. Mick said they're having fun at the Sharks. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone could have a bit of fun playing football?
Yeah, and you'd want to see young Ash Taylor another 18 months, Noddy.
Yeah, good is he?
Yeah, you know, he's a great young player.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Okay, just to complete that ladder, Rabbitohs on 12 with the West Tigers on 12. Seagulls down there on 10. I think everybody's a little bit surprised at where Manly find themselves at the moment. But not as surprised as to find the Roosters down there below them on 8. And the most consistent side in the NRL, they've lost 8 in a row now. The Knights down there on 3 points with one win and one draw. That is the Beaumont Tiles ladder. Get into Beaumont Tiles and guess what? Buy yourself some tiles. So we can't hang around all night because Billy Harrigan's had his eyes operated on. So let's quickly go down to the sideline again for Ream Hot Water because Reedy's got Michael Maguire.
Yeah, Madge, you're right in that at halftime, but I guess frustrating second half.
Yeah, Reedy, we were. The choices we're making need to be better. Simple as that. Yeah, we if we want to apply pressure on teams consistently and we want to do the little areas in the game, whether it might be a kick chase, kick pressure, all those sorts of little things. If you want to do it for 80 minutes, we become successful. And if we can find that, then sure enough, we'll get ourselves back on the road.
A disappointing night, but obviously Johnny Sutton coming back was one positive for you. He handled himself really well, didn't he?
Yeah, proud of John. He worked extremely hard to get himself back and obviously getting back out there at key moments. He showed some really good form, so looking forward with him moving forward.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Madge, it's Mick Ennis again, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Mate, obviously difficult circumstances to try and find positives so early, but Rudy's already mentioned Johnny Sutton coming back, but I thought you must have been really pleased, mate, with the injection of Nathan Brown and also Paul Carter when they came off the bench. I really felt like you wrestled back momentum there.
Yeah, I thought we had it at times there before, prior to that, Mick, but obviously those guys come on and they inject, but you know, as you, Shane, and your team, you've got to do it for 80 minutes, and you know, if you do that, then obviously you climb up and be in a position like you are.
Madge, I've heard you say this for a couple of weeks now. You've got to play for 80 minutes. Your commitment and your execution should be better. What is it that needs to change, or who is it that needs to change?
Well, I've got to look at how we're playing, obviously, and look at who is doing things consistently for long periods of time. That's really the key. Obviously, that comes back to how you're looking at your team and the selection and who's available. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the 17 that walk out there had the ability to win that one tonight. We put ourselves in a position too, and we've got to make sure that those little areas, when I talk about 80 minutes, I mean, it's the ball is in play for a lot shorter than that. So we need to make sure that we're just playing consistent footy at the levels that we want. And if we do that, the players that I choose are capable of playing.
You know, I thought the second half, I obviously had a lot of momentum the first half and your completion rate was 83% at halftime. The second half, you sort of started playing no momentum football and shifting sideways. Is that from lack of sort of passing the football over the last few weeks, or is that trying to find something new in your attack?
No, we've actually had that that shift there for the last few weeks. We just haven't been able to get it on because we dropped the ball. So
okay.
You saw that out, then we'll be able to show you the shift.
Hey, Major, we saw some young Talakai in a bit of distress leaving the field late in the game, mate. Where's he up to and is he okay?
He twisted his ankle there, but he should be okay. It's a fairly large ankle.
All right. Madge, we'll let you go, mate. And thank you for your time. And thank you too, Reedy, on the sideline. Thanks to Ream Hot Water Heaters.
Thanks, boys.
And there you go.
Thanks.
Good on you, Madge. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, mate, if you can. And before we go, boys, let's have a look at our bold predictions in review.
Here we go.
Are you ready for this, boys? Okay, here is, first of all, the bold prediction of Mick Ennis.
I'm going to go the Rabbitohs by 10 points, and I'm going to go Paul Carter, man of the match. Boom, boom.
Wrong. Well, you got to say for yourself, mate.
Mate, I actually thought, you know, you gave away, you know, a penalty there, but I thought Paul Carter played really well tonight, and I was only about 20 points short.
You're your first mistake ever, Mick. It's okay.
You know what? I come here. I should have gone with my heart. I came here. I said Parramatta all the way here, and I come here, and I was overwhelmed by South's warm-up, and I should know that warm-ups mean bloody nothing.
You know, Mick, when the ref blows a whistle that's and they the kick off, the that's game, the game. Bloody. It doesn't matter before that.
All right, boys, thanks to the verdict. Thanks to the Walt Guarantee. Tuffo, if you're in your car on your way home, hope you're enjoying. This is the verdict. Maroon, Mick Ennis, Noddy Kamali, Billy Harrigan, Brent Reed. Here is Brent Reed's bold prediction.
Parramatta win with Bevan French getting a hat-trick.
Oh, well, he's got... Well, Bevan French scored two.
Yeah, he nearly got it.
So,
Reedy.
Good work there, Reedy.
Brisbane striker.
Now, the bold prediction of the karaoke king of the coast,
Bill Harrigan. I am going the Rabbits by 18 points plus.
Fair dinkum.
You know what? I finally worked out who Bill looks like tonight with that patch on.
You know,
with the glasses and the one lens?
You win some, you lose some.
Remember Daniel Johns from Silverchair with the one lens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do me, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm out of here.
Bo Brady's going home with his 18 points. See you, Bo.
Spit the dummy.
Now, Noddy's over there looking real smug and cocky. Here is Noddy Kamali's bold prediction.
What did I say? Corey Norman will get me in the match. Parramatta will win, and it'll possibly be an unders game.
Corey Norman, man of the match. Parramatta will win. Yeah. But look, I'm going to give the Mongrel Boots bold prediction award to Brent Reed because he said Parramatta would win and Bevan French had scored three and he scored two.
Yeah, because Noddy got one wrong.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't unders,
Now, Noddy, tomorrow you've got your big game, 3 o'clock tomorrow. It's West Red Devils and Unidera versus Berserkly in Berkeley.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Okay.
So, you said you got nothing on tomorrow, so if I don't see you tomorrow, I'm going to be disappointed, really disappointed.
Well, I'll just drive up to your place, pick up a couple of six-packs, and I'll just cruise down the F6 with you and drive you mad. But look, I think that's about it from us here. It's all thanks to DeWalt. Tomorrow, make sure you're listening to the boys on Saturday NRL. And this is all going to happen again Sunday NRL, and then Dan will call the Warriors-Roosters game. But on behalf of Noddy, always good to work with you, buddy.
Lovely, Maroon. See you, Jim. Had a lovely bit of fun tonight. Good game.
Yeah, and Mickey Ennis.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a ball tonight. It was good.
Good on
footy.
You, mate. We'll get you back. And Billy Harrigan. I hope your eyes okay, buddy.
See you Sunday.
I'll have a word to Dr. Lawless and we'll sort those eyes out.
You're coming with me, remember?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Here are the highlights from tonight's game. McInnes again and Keary. Now they go left. Walker hangs onto it. Gets it away to Alex Johnson and he goes over to score for the Rabbitohs. There'll be no problem with that. Norman kicks out to the left side. Here come the cavalry. Taken on the full beautifully and right under the post goes Gutherson. Gutherson's gone over under the post for the Rabbitohs, for the Eels. Oh, I'm flabbergasted.
You're flabbergasted because that was too easy.
This time we go to Edwards. Edwards offloads to Tepo Moroa. Beautiful ball back inside to Gordon. Scooped out to the winger and he's going to come round and put it down for another Parramatta try. Bevan French goes in.
Okay. Someone just put this game in fast forward.
Way back now to McInnes. McInnes goes up the centre. He got it to Luke Cleary. Inside to Johnson. Johnson gets a pass away to Nathan Brown. He reaches out for the line and he gets there. Right under the post for the Rabbitohs. Ash Klein says time off. We've got a player down injured. Sutton. It's Johnny Sutton.
You've got a whack across the snoz. That's why we got the penalty.
Oh. Well, the Rabbitohs have knocked it on from the scrum base. Here's Edwards to feed the scrum. To Goyes goes right. Norman to Sammy Radradra. Here's Sammy. He gets a little pass away to Best.
Bevan French. And what? Bevan French goes over in the corner for Parramatta. Try number two for tonight for the Tinga Tiger. Oh. Parramatta player Rory O'Brien tried to stop the ball going dead, danced along the sideline. Then he threw a forward pass.
Immediate penalty, 10 metres out right in front of the stick.
They've gone for the short dropout, South. It has not gone 10. Then on the run around, it goes to Keary. Oh, he pops one out. It's intercepted by Sammy Radradra. He comes back into the traffic, Sammy. Sammy Radradra's away. He's away, Radradra. He's still going. He's got support if he needs it. He's still going, Radradra. Over the 30, over the 20, over the 10. Oh, the try of the year from Sammy Radradra. Coast to coast. A simple intercept. Oh, what a genius rugby league player.
Triple M rocks Friday night footy. Triple M rocks the footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.